Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting, her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to Voice Rising, where each week we are diving into the big questions on how we as a humanity can fine-tune our body, mind, spirit system and heal through sound consciousness. And there's no one better to explore with us these bigger questions of meaning today than the American singer, peace activist, and author, Snatam Kaur. And she was raised in the Sikh and Kundalini tradition. Snatam grew up in the presence of her spiritual teacher, Yogi Bhajan, and really is practicing and sharing with us the beauty of Nad Yoga, a form of yoga which is focusing on sacred sound. She is the author of a book entitled Original Light, The Morning Practice of Kundalini Yoga. And her latest album, which we're going to dive more into today, is entitled Beloved, A Sound Medicine Toolkit. So, Snatam, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm very excited to talk to you today about sound consciousness and healing. And I'd like to start with the question that I often ask many people. How has music guided you throughout your life? Do you remember it being part of your childhood, or did you have to chase after it? Was it always there for you?
Yeah, it was definitely nothing I had to chase after. My parents both played music in the house and growing up. My dad played the flute and the Indian drum called the tabla, and my mom sang and played the harmonium. She still sings and plays to this day. But there was just so much music in the house, and then also in our community activities. I grew up in the Kundalini Yoga and Sikh tradition. With the blessing of having Yogi Bhajan as our spiritual teacher in our lives, and a beautiful community where we would and still do gather together, celebrating music of the Sikh tradition, and utilizing this sacred music and these sacred words from this tradition from northern India. Utilizing it for when a baby is born, when somebody died, when there's a birthday, when any kind of life transition, and then every single morning and every single night, bringing music in, chanting sacred words with music. So music has been an incredible friend because it's allowed me to connect with these sacred words.
Wow, beautiful. Yeah. I read that you were born in Colorado, if that's true, and that you grew up in California, then spent time in India with your family in the community, and then went back to California to a town that I really love a lot. It's called Mill Valley, right? And that's where you had your high school years. And I was just kind of curious, as someone who's, you know, weaving between mantra and also jazz, a musical, as an American high schooler, were you also pulled sometimes to sing jazz, musical, rock and roll, or did that path of mantra capture you from the beginning and never left you again?
Yeah, well, I grew up with all of this rich tradition, and within the Sikh tradition, music is quite prevalent, and there's a style of music. Mostly what I learned was like a folk Indian, kind of what's played in the villages of northern India and these, but it does have its roots in classical Indian music and rag, as it's called. So I grew up with all of this and then attending community events and going to different Sikh services. And actually, sometimes you can hear elements of jazz within.
Oh, nice.
I have anyway heard and all these different elements that where music can be this universal language. I dove deep into the experience of the Sikh music in the Sikh community, and also in the Kundalini yoga community. My father was the manager of the Grateful Dead.
Wow.
So, you know, at the ripe old age of 10, I got a backstage pass. Although he didn't continue to be a manager for them, he did continue with his friendship. So we got to go backstage and of course, growing up in Marin County, you know, there's all sorts of, different folk music, that I connected with. I had this experience of just, you know, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead, where he would just, you know, improvise musically, for an hour or something. So that was really influential too in my experience. And then as a high schooler, as a teenager, my father was a part of creating this youth organization called Creating Our Future, designed to help teenagers become empowered in the social change movement, but working through their high schools. And we started the first chapter at our high school, and it was super cool and empowering. We started recycling at our school and changed the mascot from the Indians to red tail hawks. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of derogatory language towards the Indian mascot, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So kind of neutralized that. Anyway, we did all of these projects, and the cool thing is that in those workshops where we were training teenagers who would come from all over the Bay Area and California and eventually the country, we would incorporate Kundalini yoga and chanting experiences to help teenagers become empowered and kind of awaken within. And for these workshops, I was the one that led the music and played the music. So I began to see how sacred music could open us to our own power, and because we would chant as a bunch of teenagers for just hours on Saturday night and just go for it, and have these really incredible experiences of awakening to our own power. And then after the weekend workshop, teenagers would go back to their high school and do all these high schools or whatever and do all these amazing projects. And the music that we played was maybe a little bit more Jerry-esque than the traditional Sikh style, So I began to kind of merge these two worlds. And I remember at one point where I was like, gosh, you know, I was having such incredible experiences in the Sikh temples and this music of the traditional music from India, and having such great experiences at the Jerry Garcia concerts. And, you know, I had this dream of, you know, one day maybe bringing these two worlds together. And I didn't know how it was possible, but I thought I had to physically bring the two worlds together. But then I realized that the two worlds could come together within my own musical expression, and in a way they did.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, right? Music is universal. And for that time, although California has always been leading the way so often in everything, but it was quite evolutionary, of course, to be using these chant gatherings to ignite the, I guess, the souls of the teenagers that are looking for a better future, which is still very pertinent today, right? We have a lot of young kids and I guess older adults too, but they know that there's a way to peace. There's a way to saving the planet. There's a way, there are solutions to these bigger problems. And I think my experience also, and I'm, you know, you're really living this, that chant and singing brings us into an alignment with our heart and our, you know, body, mind, spirit system, so that we are empowered. And it is enchanting, right? And it's a power that comes in a very relaxed place. There's no, you know, pushing through crowds or, you know, using elbow. It's a power that's a higher power that's very grounded on earth. And yeah, I think it's inspiring. I know as a mother, I would love to be able to have those spaces also with kids and my daughter. So you received a great gift from your family, I think, to be born into that community and to live that. Yeah. So I have a question for you. Share with me. Tell me.
Oh, well, yeah. I just, you know, oftentimes, parents with teenagers, you know, ask me, well, how can I get my teenager to do yoga and to chant and to meditate, mm-hmm. and all of those things. And to me, I think one of the most powerful things to do is just the power of example, and actually doing it yourself and showing and demonstrating and incorporating the practice of yoga and meditation and chanting in such a way that it's not, it's a relaxed incorporation into one's life that works. There's a way sometimes people try to incorporate something and it becomes a should or a shouldn't, like I should mm-hmm. be doing my mm-hmm. yoga, I should. And that's when it becomes a kind of like this dogma or religion, that religious thing, even for people that are just practicing yoga that has no formal religion, people can become kind of engaged in it in a way that is not open-hearted and in flow. And I think that this can kind of turn off teenagers and our loved ones and family members who, you know, would actually really like them to experience how heart-opening and beautiful this technology of yoga and meditation and chanting is. So I just, you know, encourage people to incorporate it, and also in my own life, encourage myself to incorporate these techniques in a loving and relaxed manner for myself, and allow them into my heart and mind for the times that I'm sitting down at the table with my family or in interaction. That I incorporate those yogic principles and chanting principles in everything that I do. And I think that's the best way to inspire our young people right now.
Yeah, and also my experiences being around a lot of kids is that a lot of times they are under a lot of pressure. And so if they go into let's say, into a vipassana or into just absolute quietness, quietude, it's sometimes very hard for them because they're very confronted on how full their mind is and how tense their body is. And so if we can explore together chanting or chanting in movement or the musical aspects, or you know, maybe just the feeling of having a drum in your hand or whatever, then a lot of times it's a beautiful bridge to go into that empowered space, but also into that deepening space of silence without just going from, okay, you just had your exams and now stop. Now I want you to lie down on the mat and be still. You know, it's like, oh. Exactly. Yeah. And that's how it is. No, I was going to say we have one or two minutes, so I just want to share with the audience one or two minutes before we go into a break. Yoga itself means fusion, right? To make whole. So what is for you the Nadi Yoga? I mean, what is the focus? What makes a difference? The Kundalini Yoga different than, let's say, Iyengar or different than Hatha? What is the focal point of your practice?
Well, the Kundalini Yoga practice is one that works a lot with chanting. There's movement, there's breath, there's silence, and there's a lot of chanting incorporated into the practice. And it works in tandem, where we open the energy of the body through the yoga practice and create that open space so that the sacredness of the chanting and the words can be fully experienced. I kind of equate it to, you know, if you want to have a super, super sweet chanting experience, then do this kind of form of yoga, because it works with the whole chakra system. So when we're chanting, we're actually singing from the spine, from the base of the spine to the top of the head, and enlivening all of the chakras, all of the energy centers that relate to who we are and help us to open our gifts and live in a more awakened state. So the chanting is this beautiful practice where you kind of get you get a voice it's a spinal column voice. It's not necessarily a voice that's just coming from the throat or the head, but it's actually coming from your whole spine. And there's this golden quality that I've recognized in people who begin to practice. They get in and they can hear this voice, and I feel like it's like the soul voice when this energy awakens up the spine. It's so beautiful.
Beautiful. Let's hold that thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's hold that thought. We're going to go into a station break. The thought of the soul voice, the enchanting soul voice.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Why's the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So welcome back. I am Kara Johnstad, and we are back with the singer, author, peace activist, Natnam Kaur, to talk about Nada Yoga, sound consciousness, and sound medicine. Satnam is not only a singer, author, performer, recording artist. She sells more than 50,000 albums each year, and they've topped the New Age retailers' top 20 lists every year since 2004. You're one of the only artists, I believe, that has three albums in the top 20 in a single year. And this is just a question, as I know we all have our own personal practice, but what does that do to know that your music and your voice is touching the lives of so many people?
Well, it's quite incredible. And I realized sometime into my career that people were connecting with the power of these sacred mantras, and that the mantras themselves were alive. The mantras had chosen me to record, and then the mantras were needed out there. I got a letter from a woman whose husband had gone to Iraq and came back, and he had gone in the army and came back with so much trauma and stress that he could barely talk about it, and he couldn't cry about it, and it was just so overwhelming for them. And she said that she listened to my music all the time, and he wasn't so into it. But one day, this Rama Dasa healing chant came on, and you know, after being home for a year and not being able to cry or process, he started to cry, and the tears began to pour just with the sound of that mantra. And it's such a beautiful email to read, and I realized that if I thought it was me that got him to cry, I'd be really, really up a creek and in trouble, because, you know, I'm human, and I have my own challenges and struggles too, but I watch the power of these mantras, the power of these sacred chants do incredible work of healing for so many people. And it's just, I feel honored and blessed to be able to study these mantras myself, incorporate them into my life myself, and then share them with people. In our tradition, it's called Shabad Guru, where the sound current becomes the teacher, where the sound current is what you actually bow to. It's not a human being or an entity or a place, but it's this actual sound vibration. So it's very much a part of my practice. And, you know, I'm keeping that. Recently, our album Beloved just got nominated for a Grammy in the New Age category. We found out just a few days ago on Friday of last week.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And you know, it continues on with this, for me, this perspective of, you know, who's in charge and why am I getting this recognition? Because it's already a pretty major recognition just getting nominated. And I really feel that these sacred chants have an important role to play in our world, relieving stress and helping people to connect with their heart and soul. I believe they're so vital and important.
One of the tracks that I would love to play from your new album, which is now a Grammy-nominated album, Beloved, is Sat Narayan. Would you like to say a few words before we play that track?
Yes. Thank you so much for choosing this track. Sat Narayan Wahe Guru Hari Narayan Satanam. Sat is the energy of truth, and when we chant it, we tap into what is true for us, where is our truth, and bring that out. And then Narayan is the energy of coming into that place of courage, of who we are, and flow of who we are. Mm-hmm. And then Wahe Guru is the mantra of this kind of a scrub brush. Wa, ecstatic, hey, here and now. And Guru is from darkness and light. And Guru is which brings us into the wisdom of who we are, sitting within this energy of dark and light, and finding the center and finding the wisdom. So Wahe Guru, when we chant it, it brings us into that state of presence and wisdom and bliss. But to get there, it requires letting go. So that's why I often call it the scrub brush mantra, because it lets go of it scrubs away your insecurities and fears. And so Sat Narayan Wahe Guru, and then Hari. Hari is the mantra, the seed of the divine gets planted within Narayan, so that this energy of courage and flow can awaken within. And then Satyanam is this beautiful mantra, Sat Truth Nam, I am, that allows us to then have our identity be our truth. So we're not just recognizing our truth, but then allowing our identity to be the truth. So I've been sharing this mantra as much as I can, teaching it with our concerts, and I'm so grateful to you that you're allowing these sacred words to be played on your station. Thank you.
Beautiful. Let's listen to it then. This is Satnam Kaur with her newest track from the album Beloved. Thank you. We are here at Voice Rising, and you are listening to the voice of Snatam Kaur, and we are very lucky to have her today in studio talking about sound consciousness and mantra. And you have written that your newest album, Beloved, which we just heard before the break, has been nominated for a Grammy, is also a sound medicine toolkit. So share with us a bit about this idea that music and the mantras can be used just like a sound medicine toolkit. What for you is sound medicine?
Yeah, well, you know, our lives flow, and when you begin to dive into the technology of mantra, you can feel that each mantra has a particular energy and flow, you know, that inspires the tunes, inspires the music. And you can apply a mantra to your life, incorporate it into your life for at different times, different mantras, and work with them to bring healing. And as I created this album, that was my bottom line. You know, to help, you know, to give people the tools and the experience of mantra and sacred sound as healing. And it's called Beloved. The album is called Beloved because Beloved is the really the presence of the self, the presence of the soul within you, which when you become present within yourself, that is the presence of God. Mm-hmm. That's it. There's nowhere else to go or no other job needed but to be present within yourself for life and for all the gifts and the challenges. And so that is Beloved to me. And these mantras are so powerful. These sacred chants are so powerful in bringing that state of presence. And each one of them has a different application. So, you know, this Sat Narayan that we just listened to, for me, is about bringing the energy of the heart out into the planet, having a shield, having protection, having strength, mm-hmm. as that heart is open and expresses itself, being able to have an open heart in this world. Go Paul, this track is about connecting exuberantly and in love and joy with the divine and finding that essence of connection. Hada 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 Gobinde is about elevating through the challenges of life. So each one of them has a specific gift. And, you know, people can go to my website to look at, I've written a blog post about each one, and there's some meditations, specific postures that one can do. And then you can just use your own intuition in listening to this album, or frankly, any album of Sacred Month for Music where that energy is held in truth and devotion. I think it's recognizing that these mantras are alive, that if you have the experience of listening to them, that they have this energy within the mantra, the Shabad Guru, the teacher of sound, has found its way to you and is giving you a particular energy of healing. So I always encourage people, you know, if you hear something and you're attracted to it, if you hear a sacred mantra and you're suddenly attracted to it, take note, because it probably has something for you. It definitely has something for you and can be used as a tool. And when I figure those out and I just take that mantra and I just start chanting it, and you know, you don't have to be a musician. I chant it while I'm cooking my dinner. I chant it while I'm cleaning and doing the laundry. I chant it even in my mind while I'm having a meeting with someone. It helps to keep me more present. There's so many ways that these mantras can be utilized. So the more you kind of dive in, the more you can kind of experience the different energetics and understand what you need.
Very beautiful. We're going to stay with that moment for just a bit. We're going to go into another station break, talking with Snatnam Kaur about sound consciousness and sound medicine.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I am Kara Johnstad, and we are here in studio with this singer, author, peace activist, Snatnam Kaur, talking about Kundalini Yoga mantras, sound medicine. And we left off talking about mantra and sound, like having a sound medicine toolbox, that every single mantra has a different frequency, and that if we feel attracted to a certain mantra or a certain chant, we should take note. It probably has something for us, something that can support us on the healing journey. And you have on your album, beloved album, just nominated for a Grammy. I just found that out today, so that's very exciting news. You have a wonderful track called Har Uplift, and I would also like to share this for our listening audience so they have that wide spectrum. This is an amazing album. I had the great gift to listen to the whole album many times, many, many different beautiful tracks to dive into. What are some words while we're listening to this track about Har Uplift that can guide us?
Yeah, thank you. I'd love to dive into that. But first, I just want to say that my name is Sanatam, like sun and autumn together, Sanatam. So. No worries.
Sanatam.
We're talking about sacred.
Oh.
It actually.
My apologies.
No worries. It means a universal friend to all. So we can still be friends.
Yeah, really. No, Sanatam. Is that correct? Sanatam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I apologize.
Sun and autumn together. Sanatam.
This is probably when.
Because the way. It's spelled kind of funny, but my spiritual teacher gave me that spelling, and I wanted to keep it, even though, you know, I started my music career. I was like, oh, God, this is going to get really butchered. But I decided to keep my name. So it's Sanatam, like sun and autumn.
Sanatam. You know, it's funny. It almost sounds for me like sonata. You know, this also, you know. But my apologies. I think that's when we're reading all this, you know, reading the album covers, reading. And that's why the audio is so important. That's why the sacred sounds are so important. I've listened to so much of your music, and maybe the clue is to do a chant with Sanatam so that I can get it embedded into my cell structure. Yeah. So share with us a little bit about Har Uplift, and thank you so much for sharing that with all of us. Actually, I think that is something that many people might have mispronounced, your beautiful name. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. I've definitely heard a lot of interesting versions. This Har Uplift, It came for me at a time, you know, after the presidential elections, when I felt such a gap of such a separation in our country, you know, based on what's your political party, what's your religion, who did you vote for, you know, such a huge separation, and I felt a sense of fear about it, and also anger, and you know, this was growing up with mantra. I went to the mantra. I went to the power of mantra, and there's this very powerful chant, Hara Hara Wahe Guru, which actually is given to balance the energies of the earth and the heaven. Had is that seed of the divine, so we chant that twice, Hada Hada, one for the heaven, one for the earth. And then Waheguru, to cleanse ourselves of any resistance that's keeping us from being in that place of complete balance where the heavens and the earth are completely balanced within us. So it's a beautiful mantra. And I began to chant it, and I wanted to compose a tune that incorporated the navel center, as I feel like, you know, when we're kind of gripped by fear and anger, one of the most important places to come from is the navel center, actually. And then, you know, in chanting the mantra, then once we engage the navel, the mantra automatically engages the heart, so you're covered there. And as I began to chant it, the energy that I was experiencing, I began to rise through it, through the anger and the fear, and rise up, really. And I find that mantra does that, where it doesn't take you out of the anger and fear necessarily, but you rise above it into the higher sensations of your sensory system, into your intuition, into your sense of universal consciousness. And then, having engaged in those higher centers, then you can sink back down into the emotions, the emotional energy, and the hold isn't there. And then it's just this beautiful place of awareness of, wow, I felt really angry and I felt really afraid. But instead of acting on those emotions, I went to my higher consciousness. I came back into who I am and realized, wow, this anger and fear has a really important message for me, to take that into activism and into, you know, peace and to communication, yeah. Into how do we bridge these gaps with each other. So I felt like this was an important mantra for sure to put on this album, especially with all the energetics that we're dealing with in this day and age. Yeah,
it sounds transformational is what I understand, right? Transforming anger or fear and really transforming it into very, you know, like a finer frequencies where we can act from a place of consciousness and not division. I think that's, especially in music and mantras, this universality of language and music is powerful. Let's listen to it. Let's listen to Har Uplift from Sanatam Kaur's, did I say that right? Sanatam. Beloved album. I'm going to practice this all day. I practice it. That's my chant for today. Okay, Har Uplift. Here we go.
Hare Hare Vahe Guru.
Ah, excellent. Her Uplift off of Sanatnam Kaur's newest album, The Beloved. And we are in studio with Sanatnam. This is my beautiful name for today. I'm just gonna get it into my mouth here. We know that mantras, they're something that really deepen. A regular daily practice helps us to deepen the effect that they have on our lives. Can you share, we don't have so much time left, but can you share just one simple technique for people to use, maybe to start to use mantra in their daily practice on their journey?
Yeah, well, I'll just say quickly that I wrote a book about it called Original Light. People can find on Amazon or anywhere where books are sold, pretty widely available. Basically what you want to do is incorporate the mantras into your daily life so that this becomes your baseline frequency. So we all have a baseline frequency, and when we chant mantras every day, then this baseline frequency, who we are, comes from a more uplifted, expanded, more in touch with our inner truth self. And it's a beautiful thing. I recommend people practice Kundalini yoga and then chant. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful combination, there's not a day that I go without this practice, nor my family as well. It's something that we've incorporated. And it's a beautiful place because then my life, my decisions, my work, everything becomes guided by this original light, this that comes from your daily practice, from chanting specifically.
Right. So you said that you have a book out there, and you also have a place, for example, a wonderful homepage that you can share with us where people can also tune into your MP3s, get to know where your next concerts are, where your events are. Also, I'm sure there's a link to the book there for those of you that, want to pick it up there. Can you share with us the address?
Yeah, it's www.sanatamkaur.com, and I'll spell that, sanatamkaur.com. And I'm nice. Also on Facebook at Sanatam Kaur, and Instagram at Sanatam Kaur Khalsa. And I continue to share with people the power of a daily practice, through all of these mediums, through the social media page as well, and help people to find their daily practice. It's the practice that I do every morning is a couple of hours, but I realize that not everybody can do that. So in the book, I outline ways for people to start, even just 10 minutes. Even just, half hour and build up to to a longer practice and build up to what you can hold in your life. But the idea is to create this uplifted sound current vibration experience within you. And truly chanting works to shift the cellular frequency in every single cell in our bodies.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us here at Voice Rising. Congratulations on that Grammy nomination. And everybody that's listening in, go and get addicted to Sanatnam Kaur's wonderful voice and her work and her vision for our world. And may it be one of peace and healing. Thank you.